Wrigley, listening one. When it comes to chewing gum, the Wrigley name is one of the most famous. The W.M. Wrigley Jr. Company, or Wrigley for short, was founded by William Wrigley Jr. in 1891 and is headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. When William Wrigley Jr. started out, the first product he sold was actually the soap his father's company produced. From soap, he went to baking powder and eventually threw in gum for free with each product to increase sales. After some time, Wrigley realized that his customers were actually more interested in the gum he was giving away than the baking powder he was selling, and that inspired him to focus on selling gum. Three of the company's best-known brands are Spearmint, Juicy Fruit, and Double Mint. The first two products came out in 1893, while Double Mint debuted in 1914. In 2005, Wrigley bought the multicolored Lifesavers brand. Mars Incorporated, the company that makes the Mars chocolate bar and M&Ms, bought Wrigley in 2008. Wrigley, listening to. The Wrigley family's ties to the Chicago Cubs baseball team go back to 1916, when William Wrigley Jr. invested in the club. In 1981, his grandson sold the club to a company that owned one of the newspapers in Chicago. Only one other MLB baseball stadium is older than Wrigley Field, where the Chicago Cubs have played since 1914. The oldest is Boston's legendary Fenway Park, which opened in 1912, just 2 years before Wrigley Field. One of the things that makes Wrigley Field interesting is the ivy that covers the outfield walls. In Japan, ivy has also been a part of Koshien Stadium's history. Another interesting thing is that the Cubs didn't play night games at Wrigley Field until 1988, when the Cubs played and beat the New York Mets after it was rained out the night before. In 2016, the Chicago Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians in Game 7 of the World Series and ended their 108-year championship drought. The Cubs have won 3 World Series titles in total, 1907, 1908, and 2016.